An effort to revise Bloomington's zoning ordinances is nearing the one-year mark. Aldermen approved a contract with consultants in August of 2016 to wipe the board clean and start over, developing rules about what kinds of structures and uses can locate where in the city of Bloomington. Since then, the consultants have developed suggestions for downtown Bloomington, which include dividing the downtown to different districts. Tom Debereiner is the Bloomington Community Development Director and says while he would have given Bloomington's zoning codes a grade of C, now that the process to review and revise codes is underway, he'd lower the grade.
And that C grade may have been optimistic. The more we've gotten into the existing zoning ordinance, the more problems we find in terms of consistency and out-of-date styles of recommendations that we need to correct. So we have gotten into that process, and we've done a very detailed, the consultant has done a very detailed analysis of the existing ordinance, and that's why I say, well, maybe it wasn't quite a C.
What are some primary issues that you're hoping to address with the revision? Besides, you're looking for consistency, you know, no ordinances that are in conflict with each other.
Correct. And we're trying to achieve a couple different things. First of all, we do want to modernize the ordinance so that we don't have those old references to telegraph systems and the like. But we also want to make it easier to use for everyone, for staff, the planners, but for builders as well, developers, anybody who comes in from the outside and picks up our ordinance for the first time and has to find their way through it to get a sense of what kinds of rules and requirements are going to guide their development.
So how's the process going so far?
Well, we had some hiccups up front. We had some trouble getting things rolling. And then the project manager for the consultant, Halcia Levine and Associates, left that firm, so there was a gap there. So we're moving slower than we had initially thought we would, and in fact, I think in January we thought we might be closer to finishing up at this point. We have to push that off till the end of this year.
The community received a bit of a preview of what's going on during a recent downtown task force meeting. Is more attention being given to downtown and the downtown area in relation to other parts of the community? Does it demand more attention as the city's core?
I think generally downtowns deserve more attention, but I have to go back to the comprehensive plan. The comprehensive plan, in fact, said we want to devote more time and energy to making our downtown thrive. And if we go back to the very beginning, you know, this is Planning and Zoning 101, if you have a comprehensive plan, that serves as your foundation for writing any ordinances afterwards, the zoning ordinance being the primary ordinance that we worry about to help implement the comprehensive plan. That's where we are with that process. So virtually everything that the consultant does is take what is in the comprehensive plan and then translate it into an ordinance format before staff sees it and before the Planning Commission sees it.
And we're starting to see a few specifics. For instance, currently downtown is one zoning district, correct?
Correct.
Where is it likely headed?
Well, that's a really interesting question because we have about a 26-block downtown zoning district right now. That's huge. That's massive. And it's not to say that it's all going to change, but what we do need to realize is that the core of our the essential core, the middle of that downtown is really what people think of as the downtown and the area that we need to focus on. A 26 square block downtown is something more akin to what you'd find in Milwaukee or St. Louis, much bigger cities. Cities our size really should be looking at 4, 5, 6 blocks, square blocks, and focus on that as the essential portion of the downtown. So one of the things that we're trying to do, and we're working with the consultant on this, is to define that area, and we've given them some suggestions, provide a transition area, because right now our downtown backs right up to residential at the outskirts. We need a transition from that core to the area that where it meets the residential. And then there are some unique neighborhoods like the Warehouse District that we think deserve some special consideration.
So core, expanded core, and then the transition area. Those are sort of some of the, and the Warehouse District are some of the different things that
Correct.
House of Levine is currently recommending.
Correct.
So the geography for the core, how many square blocks and exactly where would that area be, sort of in and around the McLean County Museum of History?
The History Museum would be right in the middle of it. There are some things that you take into consideration when you're defining the core. You don't want great expanses of parking. Surface parking is a problem. People don't like to walk. If you're a pedestrian, you know, what's the least attractive area of your walk down a sidewalk? You know, when you're going building to building and it's every 30 feet or so, you've got a new building to look at and window shop. That's attractive. That's something that keeps you interested in the
keeps
downtown.
The walk virtually shorter.
It keeps it longer in that they visit the storefronts at that point.
But sure, but it doesn't feel as long.
It doesn't feel as long. It feels like you're making progress. It feels like you're experiencing the downtown. As soon as you hit those parking areas, those surface parking lots or even parking decks, it starts to feel unfriendly and you just want to get by it and you're kind of looking beyond where, you know, how do I get to the next stop? Those kinds of things help to guide where that downtown should be. So if you take a look at where the History Museum is and you really extend maybe a block or half a block in some cases from there, you can start to define what really is the core, what people would experience as our core. From there, and that's not to say that that's it for 30 years. We can do things like catalytic projects or other special kinds of projects that help to expand that core. But we want to make sure that that core receives direct attention.
So what sort of opportunities does dividing downtown Bloomington into multiple districts present? What sort of things can we do by doing that?
I think we'd like to be able to address residential opportunities in the downtown differently, making sure that things are walkable in the core and the areas immediately surrounding the core. And then beyond that, you want probably a bit more of a balance between some parking opportunities, we still want it walkable, but we do want to incorporate automobile opportunities in there as well.
How would you describe the walkability of downtown currently? Some people would look at that and say, you got sidewalks, it's walkable.
Sure. Well, walkable is defined differently in many different ways, and it comes back to the kinds of things that we were talking about. Do we have reasons to walk? Is it a friendly walk? Is it a clean walk? Is it a safe walk? Are there things to look at? Frequently, every 30 feet or so as you're walking down the sidewalk. Maybe you've got a destination, maybe you don't, but you know that's the feeling that you're going to get. And as soon as you get outside of that, you might experience some parking stretches and other things that are less interesting to you as a pedestrian.
What about actually accessing what you're talking about as the core, the buckle area? Sometimes people refer to it as that. As a pedestrian, if you're coming from the west, you have to cross three lanes of traffic. If you're coming from the east, you have to cross three lanes of traffic. Sometimes people aren't paying attention to the lights and they're darting across what is fairly fast-moving traffic.
Sure. And we're defining our core as inside
the buckle.
Of the buckle.
So
yes.
People have to access that.
Right.
And you hope by walking in
some
cases.
By walking and on the edges, we've got parking decks. We also have an interest in providing parking, some surface parking nearby, so that you can park and then, you know, walk into the center area.
Anything to make it easier to cross into that area? Either slower traffic, better crossing?
Those are state routes, so we have to work with the Illinois Department of Transportation on that. Ideally, you want to reduce those barriers, the number of those barriers, and make it easier to cross.
You mentioned windows and design elements to try to keep things interesting for pedestrians and people who are using downtown Bloomington. Do those design elements and the number or size of windows vary from core to expanded core to transition?
Ideally, yes. And in fact, in that walkable core, you want more window space. You want it nice and bright and visible. And as you get away from the core, you can get away with a little bit less window space, as an example. So there are design elements that you need to take into consideration that work best in a core versus a fringe area.
Is this form-based code light? Are you talking about these kinds of design elements, the size of windows, what they look like, maybe facades? Is that where you're headed?
You know, like anything, form-based code came out strong and became really the thing that everybody wanted to do at one point. Now we're taking, you know, the most successful elements, I think, from form-based code and incorporating it into really a standard zoning ordinance like we have. So we're not really moving to a form-based code, but we're taking the positive things, the things that are successful out of form-based code, I think, hopefully we'll be recommending those to the Planning Commission.
Let's shift for a moment to some of the discussions being held by the Downtown Task Force and how it may or may not intersect with some of these new zoning rules being developed. As it concerns walkability, will we see a portion of a downtown street devoted only to pedestrian use, and do zoning rules come into play there?
Came up at the last meeting of the task force where they might want to consider closing off, you know, a portion of Main Street at the 400 block and 500 block in that vicinity. And really, I thought that was one of the more bold ideas that came out of that discussion at that last meeting. It's not really a zoning ordinance thing. There are a lot of things that work into that. You've got to work with Public Works, closing off streets. You've got to really define where you can go with expanding the stores. A lot of people, a lot of communities who do this, have outdoor seating that really takes up where the parking is now. We do need to keep an aisle open in the middle for emergency access. So there are things that need to be, there are questions that need to be answered there. But in terms of what the comprehensive plan says, I think it's very consistent with doing something bold creating a sense of place, creating an identity. I think those kinds of things that it's very consistent with.
And what about parking regulations? There's been some discussion about flipping parking. By that I mean free in the garages and paid for on the streets, either through enforcement or metering.
I don't know where that discussion will go. There are things that you know, to a certain extent, we could do pieces of that without a study. We're talking about doing a parking study at some point in the next couple of years. Elements of this could be done right of way. Elements of closing down a block to traffic could be done without a study. We could just move ahead with it, with some discussion, obviously.
Bloomington Community Development Director Tom DeBruyner talking with GLT's Mike McCurdy. DeBruyner says there's opportunity for public input as the Planning Commission reviews zoning changes and before the revised code goes to the City Council. The Council is expected to hold special meetings or work sessions before adopting or rejecting changes, and a vote could come at the end of the year. DeBruyner says a typical homeowner will likely not notice a change in their neighborhood. Over time, he says, residents will see a change in their ability to expand their home and find the zoning codes easier to use when needed.